One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story of a girl who just couldn't sleep. A story of bad sleeping habits and helpful animals. A story of changing your routines to sleep better. Presenting The Girl Who Dreamed of Sleep, written by Gemma Clatworthy. There are some truly valuable and useful sleep tips here, put into a form that really makes it easy to understand and adopt into your own routines. I strongly urge you to take these lessons to heart and introduce them into your own lives. The benefits will be amazing. You can purchase this wonderful little book for yourself on Amazon. Check the link in the description. I sincerely hope you enjoy this episode. Please let me know what you think by leaving a comment, a like or a review, and subscribing to whatever platform you're listening on. And should you wish to support the show, you can. Please check out talesbythefireside.com/support. Thank you. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. The Girl Who Dreamed of Sleep by Gemma Clatworthy. Sophia wished she could sleep. She was tired. In fact, she was always tired. And it showed. Sophia was grumpy and irritable. She didn't laugh at jokes, not even this super funny one. Who delivers Christmas presents to dogs? Santa Paws. She was that grumpy. Sophia was emotional. The slightest thing could cause her to burst into tears. One morning, she turned quickly and knocked a glass of milk over. As she watched the white liquid tip to the floor, she began to cry. Some people look elegant when they cry. Sophia was not one of those people. Sophia cried with heaving shoulders, gasping sobs that ended in bubbles of snot streaming down her face. Sophia was uncoordinated. On a walk into the park, she closed her eyes and walked straight into a tree. It was very embarrassing, and Sophia was glad there was no one else around as she brushed dirt off of her favourite top before heading home. Sophia was unfocused. At school, she would often daydream, staring out of the window while her teacher droned on. "Sophia," her teacher, Mr. Jessop, called. She stared blankly at Mr. Jessop. "Well, Sophia, what do you think pointillism is?" Sophia thought frantically for an answer as her classmate sniggered. Is it where you point at things? The class burst into giggles as Mr. Jessop turned red. No, it is not, he exclaimed. If you were paying attention, you would know pointillism is. Sophia's eyes glazed over again. She just couldn't concentrate. Sophia had no energy. She missed out on going out with friends because she didn't have the energy to go out. Even when everyone was talking about going to a party at Cool Sam's house, Sophia couldn't summon up any enthusiasm to go. And she certainly didn't have the energy to join any after-school clubs, so it looked as if her dreams of becoming a world-famous football star would stay as dreams forever. The only way Sophia could stay awake to do anything was to cram sugary sweets and drinks into her face all through the day. In one day, she ate one bowl of sugary cereal, two chocolate bars, three bags of sweets, four chocolate biscuits, and five glasses of fizzy drink. Despite all this sugar, she would still feel tired all of the time. Sophia could watch TV for hours. When she couldn't sleep, she would sneak downstairs after her bedtime and sit in the doorway quietly watching programs she didn't understand before her parents found her and took her back to bed. She wished she could sleep. She tried bedtime at 8 p.m, 9 p.m, 10 p.m, and even once stayed up until midnight to make sure she was properly tired before going to bed. It didn't make any difference. She was still tired the next day. It didn't make any difference what time she woke up in the morning either. And at the weekends, she often stayed in bed as late as she could until her dad came in and pulled the curtains open, declaring, "You're wasting the best part of the day." Sophia would groan at this and try to hide under her comfy duvet, willing herself to sleep and wishing that just once she could feel wide awake. And one particularly frustrating morning, where Sophia had managed to spill her cereal and snap at her parents, Sophia decided to take a walk through the woods to her grandma's house. As she walked, she saw a cat curled up by a tree. Sophia bent down to stroke the cat's thick fur and yawned. "You must be tired to be yawning like that," said the cat. In Sophia's experience, cats didn't usually talk, but this one was looking at her with wide eyes and was obviously expecting a reply. Yes, I am. I wish I could sleep. It doesn't seem to matter what time I go to bed or wake up. I'm always tired. Perhaps that's the problem, replied the cat, blinking slowly. I always make sure I go to bed at the same time every day and get up at the same time every day. So you could try that. Same time every day? Repeated Sophia incredulously. What about weekends? I'm a cat, stated the cat. We don't mind about weekdays or weekends. I have the same routine and I always sleep well. Oh, right. Well, maybe I'll try that, said Sophia. Do, replied the cat. Now, it's the time of day when I run up and down the garden three times very fast. I have to keep to my routine. The cat turned and jumped over a fence to start racing around a garden. Sophia carried on walking. She yawned loudly, covering her mouth with one hand. It was then that she felt like she was being watched. She turned and met the eyes of a small red fox. That was a big yawn, the fox commented, opening its mouth in what Sophia hoped was a foxy grin. Yes, I'm tired, Sophia said. The fox didn't say anything, and Sophia felt compelled to go on. Actually, I'm always tired. I wish I could sleep. It doesn't seem to matter what I do. I never feel I get enough sleep. The fox put its head on one side. It seemed to be thinking hard. Well, I always sleep well. My den is so cozy and dark, and not too hot or too cold. It's the perfect place to sleep. Okay. Sophia wasn't sure what to make of this information. Maybe you should try a nice cozy bed in the dark, suggested the fox. My bed is comfy, said Sophia, but I do leave a lamp on at night. Maybe if I turned it off, that would help. The fox seemed to sense that Sophia didn't believe it. Of course it would. With a nod of its head, as if to prove its point, the fox went on its way. Sophia shook her head, unsure if she had been dreaming. As she continued through the woods, she saw a Labrador running towards her. She bent down, let the dog sniff her hand, and then stroked it behind the ears. Hello, she said. Are you lost? The dog wagged its tail. No, it woofed happily. I'm running. I love running. Oh, said Sophia dumbly. It seemed as if every animal was talking to her today. Then she yawned. Are you tired? Said the dog. Sophia was about to snap at the dog, but its brown eyes looked so loving and caring that she couldn't. I am. I wish I could sleep, she replied.
I get tired too, agreed the dog. I always make sure I run a lot during the day. Then I'm always tired enough to sleep, the dog exclaimed happily.
I don't really like running, said Sophia sadly.
You don't?
The dog sounded genuinely surprised that someone didn't like running. Sophia shook her head, trying not to laugh at the puzzled expression on the dog's face.
Well, maybe it doesn't have to be running. You could try any exercise to tire you out.
The dog cocked its head to one side and lifted one ear.
I have to go now. My owner is calling me. Try the exercise. It might help you sleep.
Sophia looked round suspiciously. There were no more animals nearby, so she carried on walking. She soon reached her grandma's house and knocked on the door. Her grandma answered the door with a big smile and gave Sophia a huge cuddle. Hello, love. How are you? Can I get you a drink? Sophia smiled as she followed her grandma inside. Then she yawned. Can I have a fizzy pop, please? Her grandma narrowed her eyes. Still not sleeping? Well, all that sugar and caffeine in fizzy drinks won't help. I'll get you a warm milk. Sophia rolled her eyes. Gran, fizzy drinks help me stay awake and alert. I just wish I could sleep. Oh yes, for a short while. But the best thing to stay alert all day is a good night's sleep, and you won't get that by drinking fizzy drinks. With that, Sophia's grandma headed into the kitchen. Sophia walked into the front room, took out her phone, and sat down. Her grandma's parrot looked at her flicking through her smartphone.
I don't even watch the television before bed, said the parrot smugly.
What do you mean? Asked Sophia, slightly irritated by the parrot.
Screens, the parrot squawked. Screens, the parrot repeated. They're bad for you. They make you stay awake. I always make sure I stop looking at screens at least 30 minutes before I want to go to sleep. You should try it, the parrot added for good measure.
I didn't know that, declared Sophia, unbelieving.
It's true, replied the parrot. Look it up on that thing.
It pointed its wing towards the phone in Sophia's hand. Sophia did look it up. There are a lot of articles online saying that looking at screens before bed was bad for you, and it made you stay awake and not sleep well. She looked back at the parrot. It seemed to be expecting something. Thank you, said Sophia.
You're welcome, the parrot screeched. Sophia's grandma came back into the room and set down a steaming mug of frothy milk with a smile. After she had finished the drink, Sophia set off back home. It was mid-afternoon. Sophia thought about all the animals she had spoken to and their advice about sleep. She decided to run, like the dog recommended. Wow, she thought, I feel a lot more energetic. On the way, she stopped in a field of sheep for a short break.
That was good running, said a sheep.
Thanks, said Sophia. I'm trying to get tired so I can sleep at night.
We never have trouble sleeping, said the sheep. If we find we can't sleep, we just count ourselves. It's very relaxing.
Sophia surveyed the field of sheep. There were a lot of them.
Try it tonight, suggested the sheep as it went back to munching grass.
Just before dinner, Sophia turned off her phone. No more screen time, just like the parrot had said. At dinner time, she turned down a fizzy drink and she didn't even have a chocolate bar to finish off her meal, but instead thought of her grandma and chose a nice warm glass of milk. Her parents looked at her as if she was ill, but Sophia just smiled. Sophia remembered the cat's advice about routine. At 6:30 promptly, Sophia went upstairs to get ready for bed. Her parents stared. She brushed her teeth and got washed and into her pajamas. Then she called her parents up for a bedtime story and she snuggled up in her cozy blankets on her soft bed, setting her alarm so she had enough time to get ready for school in the morning. After story time was over, she hugged her parents, leaned over and turned off her bedside lamp. The room was warm and dark and she thought she did feel sleepy. She imagined she was in the field with lots of sheep and started counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, Sophia felt her eyes close. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The next morning, Sophia awoke refreshed. She had slept the whole night. She felt amazing.
Good night and sweet dreams.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.